Good morning. How are you all today? Doing okay?
Tired. You're always tired.
Yeah. Oh, you were at Carnival last night. I don't think you were alone.
No.
There were a few people. Did you eat any malasada?
I had some.
Fabulous. I'm glad you guys are here. So, in the gospel lesson for today, Jesus is at his mother-in-law's house. Not Jesus, sorry. Simon's mother-in-law's house. That would be tricky. Jesus' mother-in-law. That's in the gospel according to Don. Yeah. So Jesus is at Simon's mother-in-law's house, and she is sick.
She
had the flu, and there was no Tamiflu. She had not gotten vaccinated, and she was sick, and they were all gathered in her house, and Jesus raised her up. What do you think she did next?
She did a little victory dance, the one that football players do at the end zone.
Thank you. Going with your answer. What it says, it didn't say she found it. It says, it does... She served them.
Yeah.
She got up and she was healed and she got up and
served.
Has anyone ever served you?
Served
that's the question.
Has anyone ever served
you?
Okay, so
then, yeah.
Like at a restaurant?
Or your mom, I was going to say.
Okay. Asked one of the kids, well, what about your dad? And he said, well, yeah. So, yeah, so your mom, sometimes we get served at restaurants. Any place? Yeah.
Sometimes we get served.
Served by servants, yes. Downton Abbey, have you ever seen that show? Yeah. My hairbrush, please. And they come and they brush your hair. Can you imagine? I know that would be so weird. But yeah.
Have you ever served anyone else?
Oh, I have to. I have to do the dishwasher and set the table.
That's a chore, but it is a kind of service. Yeah, that's excellent. Good for you. Glad to hear it. Really? You used to think, she's not little. Doesn't need to be taken care of, no. Yeah, so we're called not only to serve, but sometimes people serve us. But it's more than just what moms do or what you get at a restaurant or even take care of your sister. There's all kinds of ways that God sends us to serve. Can you help me for a second? Everybody stand up and just go pick anyone. You don't have to have them do anything. Just go stand by someone out there, those weird people out there. Those are grasshoppers out there, according to the first lesson. Yeah, so just go find anybody you want. Go and take your mom with you if you want. Yeah, you can't both pick your mom. All right. Y'all got somebody? So here, this will be fun. You'll really enjoy this, I'm sure. And it'll make my other sermon a lot shorter. So if you could ask that person that you're standing next to show us the cushion that they're sitting on. Okay, so let's start over here with Marjan. Are you sitting on a cushion? Is there anything on it? Well, this is sort of the blank section over here. Well, go ahead and hold it up. People serve in all kinds of ways, you guys. This is green grass. One of the ways that we serve the world is we serve by taking care of nature. Green grass, green trees, well done. What else you got there? What is that?
A boat.
Which kind of boat?
It's an arc thing.
It's an ark that's getting arcs. Yeah, that's supposed to be, I think, Noah's ark. So one of the ways that we can serve maybe is owning a boat. No, that's how you suffer. No, that's how you suffer. So what was the story of Noah? Noah rescued...
animals.
All the animals, yeah. There were bunnies and all lemurs and goats and mosquitoes.
And glasses.
So one of the ways that we're called to serve is to hear God's voice, even in times of danger. Well done. Other ways that God calls us to serve. Oh, over here. Eating. Could you hold that up, Steve? God is calling us to serve chicken at lunch. Oh, that's a different thing.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. Psalm 91 and Matthew 94. Oh, how I long to gather you like a mother hen gathers her young. So to care for and protect, people serve one another by caring for and protecting one another. Well done. Any others? What you got over there, Samson? This is the tree of life. Got it? You can hold it up for me like this. Can you hold it way up? Show everybody. It's the tree of life. And of course, this being LCH, we have a weird tree of life because people are playing in the tree, swinging from the branches of the tree of life. So one of the ways that we serve maybe is through playing and laughter because that fills us with life. Another way to serve. Well done. I lost one of my kids. Oh. Well. Which did you have, Marcia? Yeah, so one of the ways people serve, these people do it all the time, is through music, through lifting up God's wonder in music. Beautifully done. And way over here, we serve. Well, knock me over with a feather that you should pick that one. Yeah, in this case, so Bach is more than music, though. Bach is worship. And that's, you know, a lot of times people forget that a lot of what Bach, poor Bach had to do. Scott thinks he has a hard job. Where is he? Oh, I was like, he left. Bach never left in the middle of service. But imagine if you had to write a cantata every week to express the word of God every week. Beautiful. And then one of my favorites, because this is a passion for me, could stand up and look. Yeah, we serve those who are most in need. And especially for this community, we serve the folks who are living with HIV and AIDS. So we participate in World AIDS Day every year and raise money to help fight that horrible disease. Plus, you let me serve on their board, which is really great. So, good. Any other last ones that we want to do? Thank you, kids. There are so many ways to serve, and just like Simon's mother-in-law, God raises us up to serve in those ways. Thank you.